So we left off yesterday with just a very, very basic observation from our Gemara. It seems to be a no-brainer that if you accept the principle of mitoch, not everybody accepts it, but if you accept the principle of mitoch, so then there should be nothing wrong with burning chametz on Yom Tov. The only reason why Rabbi Akiva was able to derive from his whole Omdash presentation that Yom HaRishon cannot possibly be on Yom Tov, it's only because Rabbi Akiva denied mitoch. But if you would subscribe to the view of Beis Hillel, mitoch shehutra, havar letzarech, tenamish letzarech, mitoch shehutra, tzol letzarech, whatever malachas mitoch applies to, then there should be nothing to discuss. Of course, it should be perfectly okay to burn chametz on Yom Tov. That seems to be pretty, pretty clear from our Gemara. The problem is that the Gemara in Pesachim, on the Vav Amidah, seems to say the exact opposite. The Gemara speaks about a person who finds chametz on Yom Tov, and kefil of a kli. The Gemara says that you have to cover it with a kli, with a pot, put something on top of it, implying that you're not allowed to burn it. Why are you not allowed to burn it? What's wrong with burning it? What happened to mitoich? What the Gemara in Daf Vav is Beshama, that's ridiculous. Of course the Gemara in Daf Vav is Lahalacha. So why in the world does the Gemara assume that you would not be permitted to burn it? That's the basic question that we left off with hanging yesterday. So there seem to be three different biurim as to what the answer to that question is. And we have to analyze each one of these biurim and understand to get the whole entire picture of what's going on, both in the Hayam and Beis, and the light of the Vav and Aleph. So Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis, on the Zayin and Aleph, tackles this question. The Gemara in Ksubis Dav Zayin almost tangentially brings up an issue related to Yom Tov. So comes Tosfos and says that Me'ikar HaDin, there should be nothing wrong with burning chametz on Yom Tov. Chametz on Pesach should be sorfei. What could possibly be wrong? Tosfos makes a simple cheshbon. He says, Havara's mutar on Yom Tov tzarech nefesh. We accept mitoich. This is even Tosfos, who believes that you need a tzarech yom ktzas. Remember we mentioned this yesterday, Chizkiah Rashi and Tosfos. Even according to the machmirim of Tosfos, that you require a tzarech yom ktzas, this is not a tzarech yom. Why does not a tzarech yom? It's a gavalik tzarech yom. It's a tremendous tzarech yom. The tzarech yom is you have to fulfill the mitzvah to avoid violating Yisrael by Rabbi Motzi. So says Tosfos, ein lecha tzarech yom gal mizeh, and therefore there should be nothing wrong with burning this chametz on Yom Tov. Then to make matters even worse, Tosfos says, and someone's going to tell me a story that maybe hocha b'mayaskina there's not such an ayei tzarech. Why? Because Ken Zayn, it could be the person was with Atlet beforehand, and therefore we all know Midderaisim, Mitterbiyam Sage, and the only reason to get rid of the Chametz now is only Midderabbanon because of orally Abbas and Baikinus of Chametz, because Midderabbanon is not allowed to rely on Bittul. Says Taisus, you're going to tell me such a story? That's Sharon the Gemara Psach Navah. Taisus, they don't believe that either. You know why? Because that's Vaita Tzarechayim. That's also called the Tzarechayim. Why is that a Tzarechayim? But the fulfillment of Midderabbanon is not a Tzarechayim. To avoid violating the din midrabban of all the boss of Mitzvah, the chametz lemaisa. If I yes to Rabbi, am I allowed to have chametz in my house? I was mevatel the chametz. Am I allowed to have it in my house? The answer is for sure not. So whether the person was not mevatel the chametz, and we have a deraisa to the issue by Rabbi Motze, or whether the fellow was mevatel the chametz, and we have an issue midrabban not to rely on dittel to have chametz in your house physically, is also midrabban on Pesach. Says Tosfos, no matter how you slice it, there's a tzarech hayayim. And if there's a tzarech hayayim, there should be nothing wrong with burning the chametz. So the Gemara in Pesachim, the Vav Amidah, is pilei ploim, says Tosfos, in Ksubis Dav Zayin. So what's going on, says Tosfos? A korchach, we have to say as follows. That a vadan and vadan mikra, then you can burn this chametz. It's not even a shayim on a level of their eyes, you can burn the chametz. Tosfos, Kamish comes from left field. Tosfos says, you know what? You know why you can't burn the chametz? Because it happens to be, there's a din, that if something is totally useless and worthless, like a rock, like a pebble, like a stick, like something that's also banal, that you can't use for anything, it's considered to be muktzah mamish, muktzah mamish is gufo, and it happens to be an iser midirabana to be mitalta ladava muktzah. It's all midirabana, not at all midirabana, such thing as muktzah midiraisa. It's an iser midirabana. So in the process of burning this chametz, you're inevitably going to move the chametz, and that's a problem, that's a no-no. And therefore, midrabbanan, they told you, don't burn the chametz like the Torah says you should do, because by doing so, you're going to violate an issa derabbanan. That opens up a whole question to avoid violation of this of the Rabbanon with sanctioning by Rav HaMatzeh. That's a very, very loaded question. You have to hold on there until we get to Rav to answer that question. But I can't put him, that's the Mahalach of Taisus in the Sugya. That's Taisus' entire theory in the Sugya. That Alts Malachas Yantif, there's nothing wrong. Because you can always hold on to Mitoich Shahutra of Varlatoch to Ramish Malatarich. And Taisus was willing to say, even B'chiyah Gavna, that one could have presented a possibility that this is not called the Tzarech, because it's only Midirabad. And Taisus says, that's right, that's also wrong. Because even Tzarech and Midirabad are called Tzarechim. So Taisus, the best Taisus could come up with this, was to say, you can't burn the Chalam, it's Midirabad and Alts Tiltumot. At Kandibia Taisus. So the Ran, in Maseches Pesachim, said exactly what Taisus didn't want to say. The Ran said, by God, you have a big kasha. Why can't you burn the chametz in on Davar? Dr. Ran, you know why? Says the Ran. The fourth of the Ramakrimis. Of a hochaleka, the nothing of the chavas in the pito. Says the Ran, but Taisus says was external. Taisus was not lay tongue the Yamer. The Ran said it, Kabbalah. That Hochamah is given the guy who's Mavatal Chametz. It's not just a Kibbutz, that's normal, observing Jews and Mavatal Chametz. That was what he was supposed to have done. No doubt it was Mavatal Chametz. And therefore, what's the grandiose tzarech to burn the Chametz now? The grandiose tzarech must be what? Must be to fulfill the din de Rabbanan of not having Chametz in your house, even post Bittul. Zak deran, das is nishkin tzarech hayoyim. In order to qualify as a tzarech hayoyim to be Matim Malachas, it has to be a tzarech hayoyim mid araisa. It has to be a Torah recognized Tzarech HaYom. A Rabbanan recognized Tzarech HaYom is Nishkin Tzarech HaYom. It doesn't meet the barometer, it doesn't meet the threshold of Tzarech HaYom. And therefore, it's B'lai T'nis B'lach HaDi Araisa. So Taisus couldn't believe that. Taisus thought that even Tzarechim the Rabbanan are called Tzarechim. And the Ran thought not that way. So that's a fascinating machlekes Taisus in the Ran, which again, we have to put on hold to Davah. If I tell you everything now, then no one's going to want to come back next semester to Davah. So we have so many exciting things to think about over the next couple of weeks and months. I'm not saying it's going to take us months to get Davah, but it'll take us probably a few weeks. So we're going to have to come back to that Machlokes Taisus in the Ran. How do you define the Tzarech HaYom? Is Tzarech HaYom defined by Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it defined by the Shulchan Aruch? Is it defined by the Deraisa Tzarech HaYom? Is it defined by the Derabbanan Tzarech HaYom? That's a loaded, loaded, loaded question. But again, that's not really our sugi right now. But Hayetze Ben Advarim, Bein Lefi Taisus, Bein Lefi Haran, it is possible to have a scenario where Min HaTorah, you're really allowed to burn Chametz on Yantif. According to Tosfos, you're allowed to burn Chametz on Yantif Min HaTorah all the time, because all burning of Chametz is always a Tzarech, and the only reason why you can't is because of some quirk, technicality, for Chazmukta that we're stuck with. According to the Ran, there is a Heichet Timtzeh where it's also to burn Chametz Min HaTorah, if you were Mevatel it, so that doesn't meet the criteria of a Tzarech Min HaTorah. But if you were Mevatel it, so then the Ran can see it, and of course Min HaTorah you're allowed. So, although there's a major Machlekes Taisus in the Ran, a critical Machlekes which is going to be hopefully developed much, much more in the above, the point that we have to extract, Bein Lefi Taisus and Bein Lefi Haran, is that there is a scenario of burning Chametz as Mutter Min HaTorah. According to Taisus all the time, according to the Ran at least some of the time. The Ran is not addressing the issue of Muktzah. The Ran said, the Ran is assuming that it's an Issa D'Araisa. Tashas in the Ran is, that's not called a Tzarech. Because the Ran said, Afal Gav the Kaim Lamitoich, Hani Mila Hika Tzarech Hayoim, Avaloch Aleika, there's no Tzarech Hayoim, that Navi the Chavasa be Bittul. So the Ran didn't know that with the Rabbanu you're not allowed to rely on Bittul. The Ran forgot what he wrote about on Dav Aleph. The Ran forgot, or the Abbas of Lake is the Chavis of Haner. The Ran forgot that with the rice and the Amasak with their body you need to be deep though. So even though the Ran clearly did not, if he forgot all that, then he forgot everything he's been telling us for the last 4 months. Obviously the Ran knew that, and the Ran still thought that mitzvahs de Rabbanon don't constitute a Tzarech HaYom. It's a loaded Ran, it's an unbelievable chiddush in the Ran. Okay, I'm gonna have to hold back, but I'm gonna have to just drop a little bit of a hint for Davav. Do you realize what the Ran just said? Anyone just chop what the Ran just said? The Ran said, I have a shayla of Acha she'ochel l'chol nefesh l'vadei selucha. I want to be matur certain melacha, havara, haitzah, bishah, whatever it is. And I come and I ask the rabbi, Rabbi, is this called the Tzarech HaYom or not? So if the name of the rabbi is Beishamai, what would Beishamai answer to that question? Is this called the Terech HaYom? How would Bishamai define Terech HaYom? What? Food, mamish food. If it ain't food, it's also. So Bishamai would let you light a fire to cook with, they'd let you carry a bottle of wine, but they would not let you light a fire to read by, they would not let you carry a lulav. And if you do, you have malchus. That's for feirish, dates in a few days. So why not ask him, Bishamai? We ask him, Bishamai. So we come and we ask the Heiliger, Tanoim, the Heiliger, Heiliger, Bishamai. And we say, Rabbi Isai, am I allowed to carry a lulav? Bishamai is a kazafkiyah. Am I allowed to light a fire to read? Bishamai, fuck yeah. Am I allowed to light a fire to avoid violation by Rav Eimatze? What's the answer? Is that a tzarech? Hear what I said? To avoid by Rav Eimatze. Would anybody argue it's not a tzarech? What would Beis Hillel say? This is the Ran talking. What would Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel, I forgot to do Bittul. Every second by Rav Eimatze is sitting on me. Can I light a fire to avoid that? What would they say? Absolutely. What's the shadow? What's the suffix? Absolutely. Not even related to the suffix. Basila, I have a cold. My nose is running a little bit. I want to take a walk with my wife on Yom Tov. There's no Erev. Can I carry a tissue? What do you think Basila would say? I want to carry a tissue. What? Of course I carry a tissue. Why not? It's like how you are. If not, my nose is going to run. What's the shayla? Would Bishamai let me carry a tissue? Unless you want to say some razzle-dazzle part that tzorcha yagufa like Echol Nefesh, like the Rambam seems to say, that's another discussion, another time, another place, but not for now. But right now we're in the world of Beis Hillel. So if I ask, what can be managed to heal you, Medeinu Rabbeinu? I knock on Hillel's door, Hillel's in the shower, and Erev Shabbos. Serve Yom Tov, he's taking a shower, the Rambam Shabbos, and the person talking about China, his shayla's. So he's hopping in Hillel on the shower. So I always said that Rabbanim today, we're in a more difficult position than Hillel. Hillel, how do you answer shailas? He did in the shower in Erev Shabbos, that wasn't a plug there. But who's going to ask him a shaila in Erev Shabbos when he's in the shower? It's 2 minutes before Shabbos. Only someone across the street. A guy's not going to come from another town to Hakam at China 2 minutes before Shabbos because the guy won't be able to get back home. So the amount of shilas that could come in when Hillel's taking a shower are very, very limited. It's like running showers, right? They happened to Hillel when he was taking a shower in their showers. Today, I could be taking a shower. A guy could be coming from California. He's not in a rush. He's got another 3 hours to go. He's not going anywhere. He's got all the time in the world to ask me shilas. And he calls me with a shilas. And tells us that he doesn't know that. He got 3 minutes to lech benching. Like last week's shiur, all the nerves and attention, everyone's screaming in the house. And this guy wants to know what I think about a taisus in Pesachim. So Rabbanim and Hillel, we're in a tougher position than even Hillel. Yeah, we should learn from Hillel. Hillel didn't get angry, Hillel didn't get upset. I'm not saying that. I sometimes get nervous when the phone rings. Very fortunate. Okay. It's always my pisma tab. Whenever I'm late for mincha, so I don't feel like it's a... I hope everyone's down the chaschus. You know, half the time it's not the phone call, half the time it's something else, but sometimes it is the phone call. Okay, back to that story. So I come and I ask the Heiliger, Heiliger Beis Hillel, I want to carry a tissue to blow my nose, not even a shayla, because it's mutter. Now I come and ask Beis Hillel the following. I just discovered I have chometz in my house on Pesach. I did bittul like I'm supposed to do, and there's an issur d'rabbanan staring me in the face. Can I burn the chometz in the house? What would Beis Hillel say according to the Ram? No. How in the world could a mitzvah d'rabbanan be less mitzvah than blowing my nose? Can someone explain that one to me? So we have a lot of work to do on that, but that's a double. Okay, so remember the nose blowing chometz issue, put it on hold for double. Back to that story. So Be'emefi Tais, Be'emefi Aran, we have a scenario, not exactly identical case, we have a scenario of burning chometz that's permissible on Yom Tov Medeiros. But there is the third approach in this sugya, and that is the approach that's taken by the Kesef Mishnah. What's all the Kesef Mishnah put on the Mamre Kamis? I didn't put on my kermis? You've got to be joking. No way. How could that be? You're right, I didn't put it on. Okay. I was understood. Every Rambam, we got a little bit of a kiss, we got a little bit of a, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay? There's a third beer. You should be able to connect the dots to give me a third mahalach and sugya. Why you can't burn chametz in yontif? Fundamentally different than Tosef, fundamentally different than Iran. Manishtan is shreifas chametz from all other things that are okay based on mitoich, based on echol nefesh, based on the regular rules of achas yontif. There is something funny about shreifas chametz. What is it? Ooh, so that's an interesting idea, that Tzareifas Chometz is almost kind of like a removal of something, and maybe that doesn't constitute a Tzareich HaYoyim. That's a fascinating idea. There's a Ramban that maybe says something like that, possibly, but I'm not even going down that route. There's something about Tzareifas Chometz. Think for a moment. Why is this guy running to burn Chometz? Who does that sound like? He's going to burn Chometz? He's a very who kind of person? He's a very Rabbi Yehuda kind of person, right? What's the mock of Rabbi Yehuda that you burn chametz? Shreifas Noser, right? Are you allowed to do Shreifas Noser on Yontif?
Nope.
Absolutely not, right? You're not allowed to do Shreifas Noser on Yontif, okay? How do I get back to this one second? In the wrong view here. Hold on. Yeah, no, it's in the speaker view, I've got a gallery view, okay. Pointed out, I only have like two guys in the shir. I'm going to Baruch Hashem so many more. Okay. So, we all know you can't do Shreifas Kotchim on Yontif. Everybody knows that. Didn't we just talk about that the other day? So, how do you know you can't do Shreifas Kotchim on Yontif? How do you know you can't do Shreifas Kotchim on Yontif? So, I told you a whole story yesterday, shir, because Ein Asei Docha Sevelo Sesei. Remember all that? But I have a kasha. Why do I have to come on to Asei Docha Lo Sesei? Why isn't it just mutter because of what? Isn't it what? It's a chayoyim. The starting point of that Ein Asei Docha Lo Sesei was that it's basically also to burn kashim and yontif, and I have to explain to you why it should have been mutter based on dechiyah, and now I'm going to fall back why dechiyah doesn't apply. I don't understand. It's mutter burn kashim and yontif because I'm allowed to light a fire to meet on yontif. I'm allowed to light a fire to heat up my house on yontif. Why can't I light a fire to be intimate to the rice? My nice man, my bike, my nice rifle. So the Gemara has this kashim. And the Gemara says, you know why it's also? It's a gzeres akosav. That very possible. What's superfluous in that possible? So sirumi menu ad bokeh by noisur and yontif on Pesach. You bought the korban Pesach. So the Torah says, "Ochlas avos avalayla zeh." You have to eat it that night. So sirumi menu ad bokeh. Don't leave it open till the morning. But noisur menu ad bokeh by eshtis rofa. What's the purpose?
In bokers.
The second ad bokeh. We already know. It should have said about so sirumi menu ad bokeh by noisur menu by eshtis rofa. By eshtis rofa. So comes the Teshuvah Peh and says, the second ad bokeh comes to tell me. You have to leave it over ad bokeh sheni. You don't burn the noiser on tesvav nisan. You hold off until tesayin nisan. Why? The lamech ain't surfing kachem yontif. This is the mokor in chumish that sreifas kachem is not covered by the din of echol nefesh. Not covered by mitoich. Sreifas kachem is the quirk. Sreifas kachem is the yaitzim in a klal. That sreifas kachem cannot take place on Yom Tov, even though the Chayim is a Tzarech Hayoyim. So comes Kesav Mishnah and says, you want to know why you can't burn Chometz on Yom Tov? Because burning Chometz is a din like Shreifas Kotchim. And at Shreifas Kotchim, it's not Shayach, it's the exclusion of the rules of Mitach. It's the exclusion of the rules of Tzarech Hayoyim. Ad kai dig at Kesav Mishnah. So wow, this Kesav Mishnah is startling. He's in direct contrast to Taisus and the Ran. Taisus and the Ran both hold that Shreifas Chometz is governed by the regular rules of Mitoich. And according to Taisus, it's so governed by the regular rules of Mitoich that a Taka does take place with the Raisa and Yontif. And the only reason it does is because of the quirk of Mokta. According to the Ran, it's governed by the regular rules of Mitoich. It just happens to be that sometimes Shreifas Chometz is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and a mitzvah d'rabbanan doesn't meet the threshold of being a tzarech. But Ben Lefi Toich, Ben Lefi Aran, when you pass in a shayla of Sreifas Chometz on Pesach, you're looking into the regular eyes of Mitoich. Come to get the Mishnah from left field and says, no, this is Mishnah Mitoich, this is a din for Sreifas Kotchim. And Sreifas Kotchim is not Nito Leheom, is that Shayach on you. So Adkan, again, I apologize for not playing against Mishnah Ramakomis, it's my mistake. Three basic biurim as to what's going on in the Vav and Aleph in Masechet Pesach. New Rabbi say, this was the background. We're not learning the Vav, we're learning the Himmel days. Which of these three biurim fit into the Gemara on the Himmel days and which do not? What did our Gemara say in Pesach on the Himmel days? Our Gemara said that Rabbi Akiva's entire formulation to prove to us that Yom HaRishon cannot be on Pesach, on the first day Yom Tov, is because Rabbi Akiva was a Bishamim. Because Rabbi Akiva, I mean, literally, because Rabbi Akiva thought Bisham was right in this one. But if you hold like Beis Hillel, that you say Mitoch, so then Rabbi Akiva's entire theory falls by the wayside. Because if you really, truly accept Mitoch, you're allowed to burn Chametz on Yom Tov. As I state the Gemara. Did the Gemara say that? Black on white. Omar Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva Tlas. So, let's go to the Cheshire. According to Tosfos, is that a true statement? Absolutely. According to Tosfos, Midaraisa, can you burn chametz on Yom Tov? Absolutely. Tosfos says the only reason why the Vav appears is because of some quirk with the Rabbanon of Muktzah Nachmei Chayim. When I'm darshling Tzukim Midaraisa, don't drink me a cup of Muktzah Rabbanon. So Rabbi, the Gemara's statement, Omar Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, that lo yamin and hoyo, lo yamin and mitoich, is an absolutely accurate statement. Because nice place if you would have held Mitoch, then it would have been mutter based on the regular din of Tzarech Hayayim. And even according to the Ran, the Gemara reads like a charm. Because the Ran agrees that if and when you weren't Mavatel, like the Deraisa Dikkel world, you didn't do anything. The Torah is talking about the guys in flagrant violation by Rabbi Motze. He's got to give it to that Chometz with Deraisa. So Rabbi Kibbe says, no, sorry, you can't do it. You can't get rid of your Chometz. Sorry, you can't get rid of your Chometz. So Rava says, yeah, that's because Rabbi Akiva is a Beishana. But the Beis Hillel, they said, you talk about it, you can do it. So that makes sense according to the Ran also. So Ben Levi Atayis, Ben Levi Ran, they're arguing about a quirk, about if a guy is Mavatel, is that called Tzarechana? That's a detail, should be detail, should be detail. But they both agree that Sreifas Chometz and Yontem is governed by the regular rules of Mitoich. And therefore the Gemara says, Tamole, that according to Rabbi Akiva's formulation of his proof was only because he denied Mitoich. How in the world would the Kesef Mishnah read this Gemara? According to Kesef Mishnah, there is a new halacha superimposed called Sreifas Kotchim. That all of a sudden, Sreifas Chometz is dealing with Sreifas Kotchim, and Sreifas Kotchim is never takes place on Yom Tov. It is not even on the table to take place on Yom Tov. So what did Rava mean? What was Rava's name? Rava Shmami Nadir Kivet Las? Shmami no lo yamin mitoich. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva holds on Mitoich. Why put Rabbi Akiva to Bishami's kin? Rabbi Akiva accepts Mitoich. Rabbi Akiva was saying that Sreifas Chometz is not an option on Yom Tov because of the Kesef Mishnah Svar. So if the Kesef Mishnah is really right, his mom is guilty of overkill. If he's so right that Sreifas Kotchim is not Mitoich Amer, Sreifas Chometz is not Mitoich Amer on Yom Tov, why did the Gemara limit that only because Rabbi Akiva held like Bishami? And if he would have held like Bishami, it also would have been true. Even though you didn't read the Kesef Mishnah, now that you heard the Kesef Mishnah from me, and now you realize the Gemara, it's a Mishnah steering the Luyah. It's Kesef Mishnah. The Gemara is the famous against Kesef Mishnah. Any ideas? This Mishnah did not miss this Gemara, or any other Gemara for that matter. What is the difference between what the Kesef Mishnah is saying and what our Gemara is saying? What is the difference? First tell me the difference, and then explain to me the difference. It says the Magen Avraham is a huge difference. Kemech v'zuch l'arif. Says the Magen Avraham, because if Misha was talking about Aliba de Emes, when are you supposed to get rid of your chametz? On when? In the real world of halacha. When is the correct time to get rid of your chametz? When are you supposed to get rid of your chametz? Everybody say, come on.
Pesach.
Pesach? On Pesach?
Erev Pesach.
Erev Pesach. That was the correct Zman of the year. That was when Teshbis was supposed to happen. This guy in the Vavav et Aleph, who all of a sudden his kid comes knocking on and says, "Hey, Abba, I found a piece of chometz in the bathroom that we forgot to bring chometz." When is that taking place? On first day on. Third day chometz. On a mighty chometz of Pesach. Right? On Yom. What's coming for Yom? First day on. For the person who was supposed to have burned his chometz on Erev Yontif, the mitzvah sayom was Erev Yontif. The burning of chometz on Yontif for us is dinuk shreifas kachim. It's like shreifas noiser, and it's not doichi Yontif. It's not governed by the rules of mitochim zerich. That's what the Kesef Mishnah, because Mishnah was saying pshat ne'gemara libe di'emes. Since the mitzvah sayom is Erev Yontif, Sereifas chometz on Pesach is like Sereifas kotchim. It's not nitan ledchim. It's not nitan tzarcheya. Rabbi Akiva was playing with us. Remember, what would Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, "Im timtzel loymar, that tashbisa was when? Im timtzel loymar, barishan was when? What? Was the first day?" Rabbi Akiva said, "No, it couldn't be. It's impossible for it to be the first day. You know why? Because it would have been the first day. You wouldn't have been able to burn the chametz. Why not? Because Rabbi Akiva holds like Beshama. Implying if Rabbi Akiva would have held like Basil, you would have been able to. Ayatzrefas Kachim, what's the answer? If it would have been the first day, when would this Zman HaMitzvah have been? Today. That's not Tzrefas Kachim. Tzrefas Kachim only when it's yesterday's Kachim. When it's yesterday's Mitzvah. When it's today's Mitzvah, doesn't this get Tzrefas Kachim? And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah Svara makes sense would be done that the correct Zman is yesterday, and now today I'm burning it, I'll make up for yesterday. That's the parasha from Sreifas Kachim. But if the Zman Lo Yitzui in the world of make-believe, which is not even true, but in the world of make-believe that Tashbis would be on the first day Yom Tov, then you can't call it, you can't label it Sreifas Kachim, and it would be Mutter. I, Rabbi Kiva, says it's all sort. I, Rabbi Kiva, holds like Bashamai. That's the answer of the Magen Avraham Poshut, right? Obvious chiluk. The Gemara in Davar is talking about when it was yesterday's mitzvah, and the Gemara in Davar is talking about when it's today's mitzvah. Poshut, obvious chiluk. No, what do you have to say about this chiluk in Magen Avraham? Three words. True, but irrelevant. What's it doing? It's cute. It happens to be true. But please be consistent. Do you really believe that Sreifas Chometz is Dinuk Sreifas Kachim or not? All hands who think Sreifas Chometz is like Sreifas Kachim, put up your hands. I think it's the same. If you think it's the same, why in the world does it make the slightest bit of difference whether it's yesterday and you're a day late or it's today and you're on time? How does being on time or being yesterday affect the status of Sreifas Kachim? And if you believe that Sefer Chometz is a joke, Sefer Chometz is disconcerting question, the whole thing, the whole model is incorrect, like Tezan the Ran clearly held. So then, if it's not right, it's not right that the Kesef Mishnah's Terence is not correct. So the Kesef Mishnah's Bia is right that Kachim and Chometz are Hainu Hach. They are married to one another till death do they part. They're here together to stay. Sefer Chometz is Dina Kesef's Kachim. Why does that little quirk change that, oh, by the way, shh, don't tell anybody, that's only true if it's yesterday's kachim. But if it's today's kachim, then everything's hunky-dory. Then it can take place on Yom Tov. What in the world does that mean? So the Heilig of Magen Avraham gave a chiluk, but the chiluk of Chayra doesn't fit, doesn't make any sense. What's the beer at the Omer? What's the beer at the Omer? So, Bais, I can tell you your side. It's going to explain this Kesef Mishnah Magen Avraham beautifully. And I want you to hold on to this side. Don't forget it, because it's going to become the Yisod HaYisodos of much of the sugyas as the sugya begins to unfold. Kum Teshuvah says, Why does the Torah HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom, every single letter, every word, every letter, every kutz, every tag, the tiltum shalachas, why does the Torah HaKadosh almost waste two words? Adboiker, Sefer Adboiker, Lalamed, that you cannot burn kachim and you don't have to wait till Cholamayim. First the Cholamayim. So Rebbeinu Noyes is not the Chinyan. Does that make sense to you, truthfully? This din. Logical. Does that make any sense to you? Does that fit into your understanding of the yontif patterns of halacha? I can do anything and everything I want on yontif. I can cook on yontif. I could read. I could light a candle to read by yontif. I could light up a fire to eat in my house. I could even light up a fire to wash my face with warm water. Some say I can even light a fire to in my barbecue pit because I want to have a, what's it called? What do they do? They sit around and do what? What's the phrase? What do they call it? I'm making a fire. What? No food.
Sing Kumbaya.
That may be true, but I'm not sure that's what it's officially called. Oh, no, you think you get the basic picture, okay? So maybe that's also called Tzarechayoy, maybe. Maybe that's called Tzarechayoy, maybe. It's a Shailen Paiskim. Sing Kumbaya, is that called Tzarechayoy? You can do anything and everything you want. And here a guy is all psyched to perform the mitzvah d'oraisa b'eish tisrofu. He is really ready to roll. And we tap on the shoulder and say, sorry, Charlie, you can't make a fire. The other guy's making a fire. I don't even want to say it. I'm afraid to say it. So everyone knows, everyone just knows that I'm going to say it. And I don't really mean it. Because it's awesome in a Torah, it's awesome in a Torah even during the week. A guy's going to smoke. One day, okay, we can't even begin to discuss that. But back in the 1700s, when they thought that smoking was healthy, not unhealthy, so some place came on Mata smoking on yontif. Okay, but I said it. Don't quote me on it. Don't misquote me on it. Well, letting the guy smoke on yontif, but the guy wants to be in the midst of the rice, the surface caution, we say, no, you can't do that. Does that make any sense to you? You guys are such mummies. That's the problem, you guys. It's not a problem, it's good. You're such a maminim, such streamer-sticker guys. I tell you anything, okay, great, the rabbi said it, so I said, there's a question. It's like, paraduma, we accept anything and everything you say. But this is Beis Hillel, this is Beis Hillel. We're in Yeshiva's Beis Hillel, right? So everything's good. I can push baby carriages. I can carry machzorim, I can do, you name it, I can write tisha, I do everything under the sun. And the one thing I can't do is surface culture. So this is not my kashya, this is Rashi's kashya. Rashi Masechet Shabbos was bothered with this. It's a very modern halacha, very strange thing. So I'll tell you something else. The Gemara has another very, very strange comment in Masechet Shabbos, first of all, Lez Nebila. Gemara says, what if the eighth day of a baby, his bris turns out a week before Yom Tov? And we couldn't do the bris on time, the baby was sick, whatever, we got to push it off. And now we're already, the first day the baby's all healthy, the pediatrician says you can do the mila today, it's Yom Tov morning. What's the din? What does the Mishnah say? Can't do it. Can't do it, mila on Yom Tov. I'll tell you a secret. It's very, very difficult to understand why I can't do a mila on Yom Tov. You know why? It should be what the based on mitoch. What's the mitoch? I'll tell you mitoch. What's the terrible Allah about doing a mila? I don't remember. Those who were with us on Masechet Shabbos back 10 years ago. What's the terrible malacha? Probably.
You're making chavala?
Chavala. And what's so good about making a chavala? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the issue of chavala on Shabbos? It tells the Shema, ki adamu ha-nefesh. You're drawing a little bit of blood, that's like taking away a little bit of the nefesh. You allowed a shecht on yontif? Mitoch shehut v'shechit v'l'tzorach v'adam shalot v'tzorach. Why can't I do a bris mila shalot v'zman on yontif? What's the terrible malacha? You know what the Gemara says? You want to know what the Mokor and Chumash is that you can't do a Mila Shalai Bezman on Yom Tov? You're gonna hold on to your seats for this one. But now you see, remember what Baikav Eish Yisrael. Just as you can't do Serifus Kotch, but you can't do a Mila Shalai Bezman on Yom Tov. You What do we have against this baby, against the bris milah? I'm shechting things right and left on Yom Tov. I'm shechting my chicken, shechting my geese, shechting my turkeys. I'm shechting, I'm making a hot party on Yom Tov. And all that boy wants to do is draw a little bit of blood from the baby to the Shmuel. Sorry, child, you can't do that. And why can't you do that? Because you stay saying stuff from Kashim. Excuse me, my baby's not a carbon. It's not a noiser. So what are you talking about? What is the Gemara talking about? Says Rashi. But the Chiddush HaTorah of Lanesi Ben HaBekvesh Yisrael, who is? Tzrachim of Yontif, Amotar on Yontif. Tzrachim that are basically yesterday's Tzorech, that ended up, through some strange course of events, to end up today, are not covered by the Heter of Eichon Nefesh and the Torah. Tzorechei Hayom, yes. Tzorachim of yesterday, as important as they are, midi dechol lo avdinon. Yesterday's tzorachim are not including the head of Malach on Yontif. Says Rashi, you know why you can't be served kachim on Yontif? Why can't you be served in Yisrael on Yontif? Because when was this korban brought? This is yesterday's korban. This is Yidalit's korban. It's not Tetzvav's korban. It's Yidalit's korban. A Yidalitic korban is not nitan to Malach on Yontif. So yes, I can light a fire to read on Yontif because the reading is today's tzarech. I can carry a tissue because the tissue is today's tzarech. I carry my baby because today, the baby is today's tzarech. But as great of a mitzvah deraisa sreifas noiser is, it's yesterday's mitzvah. It's part of yesterday's korban. Yesterday's korban is not doich Yontif. It says Rashi, and that's the reason why you can't do milah shloi bizmana. The same reason. I can shech the chicken today because that's today's mitzvah. Doing a makeup bris that was supposed to be done last week and the baby got sick and now I never got shlepped until today, that's last week's mitzvah. That's a midi dechol. Midi dechol and not dechi yom. So the underlying principle of Sreifas Kodshim and Milah Shel is the same you say, says Rashi and Jonas. Midi dechol are excluded from the parish of Eichon Nefesh. New Rabbi said, is the Magen Avraham unbelievably Meiridik? Nerva Ayim, the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, we who live in a world where Tashbisu is Emes is on Yidalid, and the real removal of Chometz was supposed to happen yesterday, and this Ninkapook Lo forgot to get rid of his Chometz, and now he, Baruch Abu, is Meitze Chometz, he finds a slice of pizza in his freezer on the first day Yom Tov, and he's running to go burn, make a fire, because after all, he is a Chesed, and he says, the rabbi said I could light a fire to keep my house warm. The rabbi said I could light a fire because I want to read. So why can't I light a fire to perform the great mitzvah of getting rid of chametz? What's the answer? Because that great mitzvah of getting rid of chametz is whose mitzvah? When's mitzvah? When is that mitzvah? It's yesterday's mitzvah. It's midah d'chol. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah means when he says, that's called Ein Sof and Kodesh Yom Tov. Not because the makor for beer chometz the sreifas from dosa. That's cute. That's not the real reason. The same way that Chazal derived in the Milah Shel Bizman is not doesn't take place in Yontif. Whatever's yesterday's mitzvah does take place in Yontif. That's the way it is. That's just a cross of a nice and a bad boy. You needed the chol of din beyontif. But that's not against that Gemara. No, fill in the gaps. What does that Gemara say? If what? What did Rabbi Kiva say? If Tashbisu would have been when? On Tesvav, then according to Beis Hillel, it would have been able to make a fire in Yom Tov. You know why? That wouldn't have been yesterday's mitzvah, that would have been today's mitzvah. And today's mitzvah is called Tzarech HaYayim. It's no worse than carrying a tissue, pushing a baby carriage. So the Magen Avraham didn't just mean a cute answer. Oh yeah, this is yesterday, this is today. Just say, haha, just let's move on to the next teretz. This is not true but irrelevant. This is true but relevant. This is the Mishnah. This is the Magen Avraham. Because the Mishnah's idea that Chometz is like Sreifas Kodshim, that's only Lididon that we pass in the halacha that Yidalit is happening as a mitzvah. So anything after Yidalit is too late. But according to that Rashi, in Shabbos, the Yisoda Dover of Sreifas Kodshim is Nitazoi. The Yisoda Dover of Sreifas Kodshim is that it's a midah d'chol, so the Vav and the Hey part ways. The Vav is tachmid d'chol halacha. Rav Hey is Rabbi Akiva speaking in the world of make believe that the Shpis was on Tezvav. attack according to Bissell would have been Daichi Yom Tov. Maybe Dick Mugan Avram, no? Mamish Mari Dick Mugan Avram. Well, it's another ball game. Hold on to Rashi, okay? Shalom, it's a cloud, maybe mutter, and still, maybe the chal, maybe also. Okay? Okay? Yeah. I didn't say could have done yesterday. I said mitzvahs that zmanam were yesterday. Like, nicer is a continuation of the korban, which the zmanah korban is a yesterday's korban. Milish lived his mana, the Zmana mitzvah was last week. You just took it one step further and said something that I could have done yesterday, but right now I need it for today. You want to call that also midi dechol. I said that this yesod is going to keep on repeating itself in the sugya. Hang in there. It is the vorn, it is the vorn kesemish. Too good. I have like a lot of chlish tadas now. Because I'm really tempted just to leave it the way it is because it's so geschmack, it's smugging up wrong. It's so emes. So I'm not going to present it as a kasha, I'm just going to make it as ha'ara. This smugging up wrong, which is no question in my mind, this is the pshat, this is the beer in the case of Mishnah, fits in beautifully within Rashi and Shabbos' understanding of what the essence, what the Hagdar Sefer's Kosher is, my high, the Sefer's Kosher is not Nita on Yom Tov. But there happens to be another Bi'ur Hadavar in the Din of Sefer's Kosher. There's an entirely different approach to why is Sefer's Kosher somehow Mufka from the whole parasha of Tzerchei Hayom and Yom Tov? That other Bi'ur is given by none other than Rashi himself in Maseches Beitzah. The Rashi is a different Bi'ur Lagamri. Rashi wrote different Masechtas, different times, and he was had different thoughts about the matter. So true, what he wrote in Shabbos stands, and that's no question, because Mishnah we're going to roam down that route. Rashi Beitzah is a different Bi'ur. Rashi says, you know why? You want to know why? You can't bring Kachem and Yom Tov. According to all the regular rules of Yom Tov, it should have been Mutar. It's a fire. It's a chayyam. What's the shayla? Rashi says, what you're doing is so significant. The fire that you're burning is so choshul. Hatar achshav alai havara. And that super significant act of havara that you're doing, it's such a profound act of havara because it's a mitzvah deraisa sreifas kotshim. That the Torah is never matter. That was the Torah matter burning on Yom Tov. Very low, insignificant havaras. Come on, what's a havara to read? What's a havara to light up, to make your house warm? Shh, the guy's lighting up a cigarette. Those are cheapy havara, those are nothing. Torah says, Eichon Nefesh is mutter, Bisolot Kezek Mitaych is mutter, good, but the following thing is mutter. But if you have an action, HaTorah Hechshiva M'malacha, a sreifa that's being done to teres mitzvah is worse than a sreifa that's being done to simply enjoy yourself on Yom Tov. If the sreifa gufa is a mitzvah, that's much more problematic. Hatorah achshuva l'hayim maisa l'malocha, even though it's not really malocha. That has nothing to do with yesterday's mitzvah versus today's mitzvah. That's just the reality. Fact on the ground is that a sreifa's mitzvah is worse than a shreifa that's being done for the purpose of enhancing a mitzvah, something like that. So carrying a shofar, to be able to blow the shofar, that's okay. Because the carrying is not a mitzvah proper. But when the act kufa is a mitzvah, tarech shiva sel lebelocha. Says Rashi, that explains what other Gemara, based on that you say. That's why a milah shlo bezman is tafa asar. Not because it's yesterday's milah, but because it's a mitzvah. It's so choshe what you're doing, therefore it can't, it's too good to be true, and it can't become a bemitech. So Rashi Svar in Masech Spesim. If that's the case, if that's the Bi'ur HaDavar, the Wisp Shot definitely falls by the wayside. Wisp Shot is impossible. Wisp Shot is impossible to say. Because if you believe that the engine that's driving the Isra Sreifas Kotchim is the Mitzvah Shabbat, And if you really believe that Tzreifas Chometz and Tzreifas Kashrus are somehow identical to one another, then you're going to be led to an impossible conclusion. Because the same way that you can't burn the Chometz in the Avarim and Aleph, you shouldn't be able to burn the Chometz in the Bahamid Beis. Even though it's Zman Mitzvasai, according to this Bir of Rashi, the second Bir of Rashi, being Zman Mitzvasai or not Zman Mitzvasai, being the Chometz in the Yantav is not relevant B'chlal. The Keveya of the Yisrael Shefas Kotchim is the Mitzvah Shabbat. So if you would believe, if you would believe the Kesavishah is right, that Shefas Chometz is the same as Shefas Kotchim, then you would be forced to have to look at the Gemara and the Avraham and Beis and not have an answer. You would be forced to conclude the Kesavishah is wrong. And the Magen Avraham would not be able to help you. So the Magen Avraham can only help you, only come to the rescue, if you go down that on one day in Rashi, not the other day in Rashi. So it's hard, not a cash, it's just hard. So Rabbi said, Hayyitzim and Advarim, to be solved, the basic fundamental steer in our sugyas between the Vehemi Beis and the Vehemi Aleph. We solved it according to Tais, we solved it according to the Ram, we solved it according to the Kiss of Mishnah, and the Ash and the Kiss of Mishnah. But there's something that emanates in our sugya loud and clear. The Tais is already raised, and the Ram dittos for sure. That when Beis Hillel made their statement, Mitarch Shehutra, Utsarich, Adam Shalol Utsarich, Shalol Utsarich did not mean what we thought it meant. Shalol Utsarich just meant Shalol Utsarich Achon Nefesh. But it's got to be Tzarich Yoyin, Tzas. And therefore, Taisus and the Ram are both scrounging around to show you when and where Sreifas Chometz qualifies as Tzarich Yoyin. Taisus and Ksubas of Zayin happen to hold it's always Tzarich Yoyin. And therefore, there is no reason mitam Allah is yontif to aser it on yontif. It must be af mutzah. And the Ram says no. The Ram says that's not always tzarich yom. Depends. Were you mevata or not mevata? But kuliyam lepligi that you needed tzarich yom to be matir. Without tzarich yom, you're up the creek minatoro. And Taisa says that on the Hebrew days also. Taisa said it for Feirish. A little tiny Taisa on the Hebrew days. Taisa said it. Second Taisa, the yamin mitach shoyav kab bin tzarich yom tzas mash mevarim tzarich. So both Tosfos and the Ran are in stark contrast to Shittas Rashi and Beit Sadaf Yabez. And we made reference to this already a little bit yesterday, a little bit at the beginning of the show today. But there's a running machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and now Rashi against Tosfos and the Ran, about how to define the phrase Mitoich. Does Mitoich mean to be mounted to everything and everything, no matter what the Tzarech is, or no Tzarech? Or is there some kind of deraistic principle called Tzarech Yemetzes? So that leads us to the next angle of our sugya. So we're going to put Chometz in the back burner for a little while, no pun intended, and try to analyze this stuff like his ration basis and stuff. Beitza, which again is obviously impacting significantly on our sugya as well. The Ran never could have said his pshat if he wouldn't have held by Tosfos. It's going to Rashi, so there's no tzarech. It's only derabon. So what? You don't need any tzarech at all. So let's analyze this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos and Maseches Beitza categorically rejects Rashi. Says Rashi's against the Farish of the Ram. Farish of the Ram, Pesachim, Dav, Mem, Bava, Vavaz. In case anybody thinks that we passed the Reichel of Milsa, so obviously, doesn't remember from last year. That's clearly not the case. So it smells like a Mecharif to me also. Unbelievable, okay? So it comes Taisus and says, those who are zooming and not appreciating the amazing reach that we are privy to in this Beis Medrash from our neighbors. These are more sugyas of Basra about the Hezek Shechinim, what you're allowed to do in your Rishos that emanates to other places. Baruch Hashem for the masks. Put on a few more. So comes the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim of Mevava Beis. And Tosfos views this Gemara as the proof positive against Rashi. What's the background of the Gemara from Bava Mabez? From Yontif L'chol, a fellow's baking from Yontif L'chol. He finished the meal already. He had a big, big lunch. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. His wife started to bake for tomorrow, not for Yontif, for tomorrow, for next week. Yontif L'chol. Rav Chisda says, Yechai Malchus. It's a very simple cheshbon. Why do you think Rav Chisda said Yechai Malchus? Because what? Why Yechai Malchus? That's not called Echol Nefesh, not playing and eating it. It's Yechai Malchus. And Rabbi said, well, ain't a like it. You know what Rabbi says? Listen to this one. No, what do you mean it's not called Echol Nefesh? It is Echol Nefesh. I'm cooking for today. Who am I cooking for? The guests. Are there no guests? They may come. I got me knock on my door on the way to Mincha. He's hungry. He wants a cookie. So even though I wasn't planning needing the cookie, I already ate all my cookies. My wife already told me no more cookies for the day. She already took all the cookies away from me. She said, make the next batch for next week. So I'm not going to eat those cookies. But I guess maybe lucky may get those cookies. So Rabbi says, hail them. So we could still kvetch and call it a tzarech hayoyim. So Machlek said, 11 day raisa, do these five principles called holo. Again, this is what I mentioned yesterday. This is holo. This is not mitoch. This is holo. Holo mitlo le'orchim. So comes Tyson and says, I don't understand. The starting point of the entire sugya in Sahat of Vaman Beis is, can we somehow kvetch and call the remote possibility of guests popping in at the last minute? Can we also call that Tzarech HaYayim? Chista lived in the world of reality and said, no, you can't. The guests weren't invited. It's not called Tzarech HaYayim. And Rabbah lived in the world of the Chassid Zarechim. No, I'm Ravina, maybe the guests will come. So there was a detailed machlekes, it's a very important conceptual machlekes about how to draw the line as to what's called Tzarech HaYayim and not. But clearly, I don't want to plug in Tzarech HaYayim. What if you knew for a fact there are no guests? What if you're on a desert island, there's no guests, no one's coming. Nobody else is coming for a meal ever. No one's going to come to Gilgan's Island anymore. That's it, finish, it's over. So everyone would agree, Yechayim. So if Rashi is right, what are Yechayim for? If Rashi is right that even Tzorach, even Shalot Tzorach, Klal is mutter by Bitoich, so what do I need Hayol for? So says Tyson Zevin from Dodd that of course you need Tzorach Hayol. That wasn't a question. When Basil said Mitoich, that meant you don't need to eat. You can carry a lulav also, you can push a baby carriage also. You don't need Tzorach Hayol of Achila, but you need some Tzorach Hayol. Without a Tzorach Hayol, it's a disagreement of Torah. According to Rashi, what in the world is going on in Pesach Daf Bin Vavim? That's Tosis Kashim. That's a bomb on Kashim. No, what's the answer to Tosis Kashim? So there are two fundamentally different approaches to Tosis Kashim. The answer to Tosis Kashim. Rashi knew the Gemara and Beitz and Dafi Beitz very well. I'm sorry, and Imsach Dafi Beitz very well. Says the Shin Bukubetzis, in Mesech Beitz, are they going to put that on the Mam Kermis? That I put on, right? Vim Toim and the night of the Marmakomus. The Perish Mary Kasha Hadia Oife. The Perish Natichmana Parking, his Rebbe. The Bain Rab, the Bain of Chiz, the Kulu Svilu, the Lion in the Mitaich. He says, guess what? The entire Sugim Sachat Akhem Vav is all within the world of Amorim who don't accept Mitaich. You don't offer Mitaich. Even though these Amorim, Rabbi and Chizda, deny Mitoch, they're arguing now that we deny Mitoch and you need Tzarech HaYom Mamish, you need Rechon Nefesh Mamish, is this called Tzarech HaYom or not? But if you would have accepted Mitoch, then Rashi would have been right. Mitoch would have meant Lagamra, even Shalom Tzarech Klal Klal. And says the Shibuk Metz, in case you think that I'm a Kaifa by denying Mitoch, plug the Amorim, it's a Machlik Zamorim, and Beit Zedaf Yabez altogether, is even a Din of Mitoch altogether. Now Rabbi said, I've kind of been leading you on. It's not fair. I've been presenting to you for the last 2 days. Mitoich, everybody accepts Mitoich, except for who? Who is the only one who denied Mitoich? Bishame, come on. Rabbi and Rabbi Chizda, not Bishame. So what is the Shemitz talking about? So the answer is, it's not even clear in Beit Zedaf Yabez that anybody accepts Mitoich. What did Basil say in the Mishnah? We only have one record of a statement of Basil. Basil said, unlike our colleague Bishama, who says you can't carry a lulav in a Sefer Torah, we hold matirin. You can carry a baby carriage, you can carry a lulav, you can carry a shavi, you can carry a Sefer Torah. Basil matirin. Did they say the words mitoch? They didn't say mitoch. The Amoraim and Beit Zedaf Yabez said the words mitoch. Rabbi Eichon and others said, oh, the Bir Adav in Rabbi and Basil was mitoch. Guess what? There's another pshat in Beis Hillel. There happens to be another version of what Beis Hillel meant. Why Beis Hillel said you can carry a baby carriage, push a baby carriage. that had nothing to do with mitzvah. What is it? What's the secret? What's the other beer? Anyone have any idea? Anyone know what's the other possible beer in Beis Hillel? Why are you allowed to push baby carriage? Why are you allowed to carry lavan? Nothing to do with mitoich. Anyone know why? Hotzal was never Nesra on Yantif altogether. There never was Malachas Hotzal on Yantif. Hotzal was Nesra on Shabbos, never Nesra on Yantif. Does that sound eerily familiar to somebody? What image you should be flashing in your mind? What heard of such a thing? It's also on Shabbos, it's Mutra on Yantif, what's the answer? That's very revosh. But we have to fine tune this a little bit tomorrow. So says the Sheikh Kubetzes, you thought that every Amir, everyone since the days of Bisham Bisillo has bought into Mitoch, you're wrong. There's another equally valid version of Bisillo, which hopefully we'll have to speak a little bit more tomorrow. And Ram and Rav Chisda may have bought into that version, and therefore they weren't Mitoch people. If you're not a Mitoch person, then I forget to the Chosh, if you're missing their eyes, unless you're buying the whole. But Imtim to love me, hold me toch. The Mitoch is about the Ibn Shalat Zarechlo. So that's one version of salvaging Rashi Sheet in the Beit Yad Beis. Is to basically take the entire Sugim Sach Mervav and basically toss it out the window. So the whole Sugim Mitchil Yad Sach Bishol Ki Allah. We, who is a Mitoch, you don't even need Hoyle. For the Beis said, we have a lot of work to do. We have to go back to Beit Stefi Beis. We have to go back to Shibu Kometzes. Go back to another beer. The Sugim is just beginning to unfold. Let's go from Mitzvah to Mitzvah.